We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. I dedicate today's show to the ailing Big Dan. Bill is capably sitting in there, and Anthony is in his own chair, sort of, in Bill's chair and Joe's chair. A lot of chairs there. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks for joining us. All right, the big story still are the schools, and I'll play you Betsy DeVos yesterday. I think I saw her in three interviews duking it out. People on the left, including Chris Wallace, they just are hell-bent to say, we cannot go back to school. Oh, we cannot. Second after second ticking, this is the battleground. Well, guess what? Special guests, we're right on top of it, thanks to Dan. We have the head of the director of elementary education for the Catholic schools, but he's savvy to the whole operation. The Archdiocese of Philadelphia schools at 9:30 today, they are reopening. I have their guidelines here. I have the complete and full guidelines. Now, they realize there have to be tweaks and stuff between now and opening day and then when it opens. But notice, what is their mentality? Their mentality is, we are going to open schools 5 days a week. That means, don't call Bill, what does that mean? It means on-site 5 days a week. That's what it means. And yet they were brilliant also during the virtual crisis. They were able to pull that off. The Philadelphia Public Schools and others are not. They're going to release their stuff this week. You can just imagine what's going on. The LA teachers have said they will not reopen schools. I have the full list. We'll play it out through the show. Until the police are defunded. Imagine. Can't open the schools until the police are defunded. Yeah. And even Governor Newsom now is pushing back. And charter schools must be abolished before they can open schools. Do you see what this is about? Is it about the virus? Even significantly, or is it about all kinds of politics that are playing into this? I'll get to that, but I want to lead today with a tale of two police situations. Tale number one is the story that is starting to make national news, and it'll probably make more of it. And Philly.com has, this woman circles the block. She can't believe it. What's going on is the police try to subdue a man. And then they don't tell you the rest of the story. The Allentown paper does, though. You've heard about this by now. The video's out there because the one cop did put his knee at one point, not just in the small, the back, but he put it up around his head. Now, as I understand it, by the Allentown police, that is outside their code, okay? But what the media doesn't want to emphasize, and I don't know, is it just me? Anytime, I remember there was a player, Roberto Alomar, who's a Hall of Fame second baseman. Bill, is he in the Hall of Fame or is he not in the Hall? He's not in the Hall of Fame yet, is he?
I'll have to double check.
Check it out. I don't think he is. And I'll tell you one of the reasons why. Even though he was a Hall of Fame, he was on the road. He was better than Chase Utley, statistically. He got involved and he spit on an umpire. There's something about spitting, and rightfully so, maybe me to a paranoid level, particularly during the pandemic. This guy that was subdued by the police is making national news with the move that they say is not illegal, but not under the ethics or the code of police in Allentown. Okay. They were trying to put a spit shield on him. In other words, there were hospital people there. They were being spat at or on. and so were the police. How would you like to be in a situation? How would all these Monday morning quarterbacks like to be in a situation? And that's the type of thing that scares me the most. This hand-to-hand combat with the protesters and all the rest and people spitting on you. He also apparently doesn't speak English or that well that I can tell, because in the Allentown paper and Philly.com, he was speaking in Spanish. So how would you like to be in this situation? This guy's wandering around kind of disturbed near the hospital entrance. And when police arrived to try to help, oh, why didn't they call the social workers? Why did the police who happened to be in the area have to respond? Send a bunch of social workers over or biologists. Let them spit on them, allegedly. What do you do in a situation like that? Why don't the police just walk away and say, hey, you know what? We're not going to be spit on, particularly during this. Whatever happens, happens. Call the social workers. They were trying to put a spit shield on him is one item I saw today. So I believe that when he spit, it wouldn't be on them. It's a little bit murky in the Allentown paper, but that's apparently what's happening. Watch for that as this story develops. As soon as I saw a spit shield and the spit. Now, that's the tale of one police department. Here's the one that got people the most fired up, though, and I see rightfully so. There's a club calling a bar restaurant at 18th and Cowahill, Kite and Key. And the footage over the weekend was exactly what you would expect from Wolfman Hack and Rachel Levine. State police with state police. You know how the FBI wears the polo shirt that says in the back FBI and on the front? It says state police, and you can see their weapon out. They're weaponized. They're there to make sure that everybody keeps their social distancing outside that restaurant. They were at another place there. They may have shut that down, and then they moved on because there was a crowd in front of Kite and Key, and they didn't like the social distancing. You know, our state police, can you see this in court? What's the metric they're using? How are they measuring the 6 feet? You know, do they have a special apparatus that they get out, or do they make a judgment call? Well, we judge it wasn't 6 feet. Thereby, we're going to shut you down. We're going to do whatever. Why not call the social workers in for that, too? Why not get them engaged? We need more search. Oh, he was inducted in 2011. Okay. Yeah, he was an all-time great second baseman, one of the top 5-10 of all time. But the spitting incident still sticks with me and with a lot of people. And when you spit, there's going to be issues. It's a really filthy, dirty habit. So on Twitter, when I put this up and the coverage from CBS3, a lot of response by people saying, you know what? A couple of things. One, is this a good use of police force? This never ends well when you're sending in state police to enforce things like social distancing. Right around that time, all throughout Center City, we had a major protest and other anti-racism protests, Philadelphia public schools, all kinds of crowding, all kinds of stuff going on forever. With the state police there, if they happen to be there bothering people at the bar at 18th and Cowahill, it could have even gone by them. Would they happen to notice that? Can you imagine if they intervened and said, hey, you guys got to space this out more? Can't be crowded together. That doesn't look like 6 feet to me. Oh, no. If you're a taxpaying ordinary citizen wanting to go and socialize, do whatever, the state police are called in. You know why? Governor Wolfman Hack, Rachel Levine. If you're the protesters, though, no, nothing matters. That's the one group. That's the one thing you can do because it aids and abets progressives. They say that's the highest order thing. Enjoying yourself and your freedom and your liberty just to be out and about. Well, that's not the case. I get so bad over the weekend. I'm not making this up. That NJ.com had a big article saying, can you make a citizen's arrest if you see somebody walking around in New Jersey outside without a mask? You know, remember Barney Fife, remember Gomer Pyle, all that. Citizen's arrest, citizen's arrest. That's what it's like. And they said at the end, well, technically you might be able to, but maybe it's not a good idea. Maybe it's not a good idea to be out there trying to citizen's arrest someone going around without their mask outside in New Jersey. Big column, a lot of words. You see what's happening here. Breakdown of law and order. I'm looking at the stats over the weekend. 63 shot in Chicago, 13 dead. In New York City, 15 shot in 15 hours, one an hour shot. Outrageous figures, progressive cities. Philadelphia Inquirer's got a big editorial today talking about gun violence. And what do they blame? Well, they blame the NRA. They blame the heat. They blame the pandemic and Trump's mishandling of it. No mention of the one factor we know that's different over these last few years, Larry Krasner. Well, and Jim Kenney. And defund the police and the Ferguson effect. None of those are mentioned. It's all about, again, the evil gun, the evil Trump. As the carnage continues in these big cities, they'll write the same editorial 5 years from now, 10 years from now. Okay, coming up, I'm going to play you Betsy DeVos duking it out with Dana Bash on CNN yesterday. It's one of several interviews, one of several cuts. And then Nancy Pelosi was on right after Betsy DeVos, the education secretary. And Nancy Pelosi said, we're going to charge her with misfeasance or malfeasance in office. The argument seems to be they are not directing schools to do anything but reopen. The argument, the phony argument, is they're not providing the resources. I have it right here, the resources. And DeVos mentioned this in one of the interviews yesterday. In Pennsylvania, 523.8 million dollars under the CARES Act was given to the school districts in order to deal with all this. And there's $3 billion more out there in block grants to be used for the 500 school districts in Pennsylvania. $3 billion more. So how many resources do the Philadelphia public schools need to have hand sanitizer, to have stations with that? They have a $2.9 billion budget plus all these other monies. How much money do they need to be competent to set up for this? How much? Phone lines are 855-839-1210. All right, side question of the day is an easy one. Dan and I were talking about it over the weekend. We've never done colorful rivalries. What's the most colorful rivalry out there that you can think of? You know, the classic rivalry, pretty colorful, is Hatfield and McCoy's. Then there's Hamilton and Burr, particularly now with Hamilton, with the play on Disney and being hot. Or Trump, Rosie O'Donnell. That's a particularly good one for Trump. 855-839-1210, you get a line, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. So we'll hear Bill or Anthony a little bit later on have one throughout the show. At the end of your call, just hit this with me, that colorful rivalry, you know, one that has characters and color, and it's ongoing. How about Tesla and Edison? Oh, man, I think there's been a feature film about that, right? Tesla and Edison. Edison gets more credit. The Tesla people think Tesla should. I think Edison was the bigger genius. But everybody needs a great rival. If you have a great rival, you know, it takes you to another level. And particularly if it's a colorful rival. All right, Dan's not even here. And that is the breaking news sounder on the Dom Giordano program. We were sort of expecting this. But, Bill, what's happened?
So the Washington Redskins, or will soon be formally known as the Washington Redskins, they put out an official statement, and I'll just read it in part. In part, it reads, today we are announcing we will be retiring the Redskins name and logo upon completion of this review. The review is in reference to when they announced that they're going to do the review on July 3rd about everything. So it continues, Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera, Juan Rivera, are working closely to develop a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud, tradition-rich franchise and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years.
100 years with this guy. Whoa.
Now, whether you agree with the name Washington Redskins or not, here's the funniest part about this. Like, because we're Eagles fans, so we're not the biggest Washington Redskins fans in the first place. So they announced that they're making this change of the name and logo. But the header of this press release is with the Washington Redskins name and logo. So, like, and it's very heavily, I would say, adhering to sponsors. They say in the statement at one point, we want to keep our sponsors. So,
wow.
It's pretty financially motivated, right.
It's FedEx. The FedEx guy got on them and wanted to take, apparently he can take the name off the field. They want to move back to Washington versus Landover. So they're not allowed to do that unless they change the name. And I've said on this, it's been a long fight. The only reason it's significant to me is it's not going to satisfy what's going on, canceling this stuff. It just won't. Now, Neshaminy and Council Rock North, both Council Rock North are just the Indians. Neshaminy is still in quotes, the Redskins.
Yeah.
Even though you can't say it there, they're under fire too. They'll probably, well, we'll see if they capitulate. All right, we'll have more on that throughout the show as it develops. Why is it significant? It's not a hill to die on, but there is significance there. Thanks, Bill, for spotting that. Let me go to Sal in Germantown on the schools, though, on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sal, good morning.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me.
Yes.
So, I'm a single dad. I got a 10-year-old son. He goes to Penn Alexander School in West Philly.
Oh, that's a good school. Now, did you get him in there where you had to wait in line?
Well, I'm divorced, so her other son, who's not my son, he was already going there, so my son got grandfathered in.
Oh, well, somebody had to wait in line, which I think is a good thing, you know, and then they got rid of that. People would camp out for 24 hours showing they really wanted their kids into a good school. So I think that's a good school,
right.
But you have a problem now, though, because what are you going to do? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I mean, it's a good school maybe because my son's safe, but, you know, as far as we're talking about ideology, it's completely the opposite of what you and me are, what we're talking about.
Well, I agree. What's your issue now, though? Tell me the issue now, Sal.
Well, my issue is why would I want my son to go back to school when he's going to have to wear a mask for the whole entire day, and on top of that, he's going to have to listen to Black Lives Matter indoctrination like never before.
Well, that's
I don't understand why people on our side are pushing to have our kids go back to these leftist indoctrination schools, which is all they really are.
Well,
and I just feel like Donald Trump right now, he's missing a great opportunity to change the whole entire thing. I mean, what about giving people incentives to homeschool right now? Keep your kids, and we'll give you a break. We'll give you something. Just to keep these kids, I mean, he talks that it's important to these kids being indoctrinated by the left. This is where it's happening. That school, I got many incidences there I could use to prove what I'm talking about.
I know that, but I mean, look, the clock is ticking. We have to win this election. You're not doing that now, Sal, so...
Well,
that's what the issue is. That's a long-term thing if he gets four more years. Do you have a rivalry, Sal?
I'd say the greatest rivalry would be Donald Trump versus the Luciferian pedophile globalist.
All right, I'm not going to put the name out there on that. Thank you for cutting that. All right, so we're not chalking that one up. Now, to Sal's point... And I may save the DeVos because we got a lot of stuff going on. I'll play it a little bit, but we are going to hear from the Archbishop. This idea, why would you want to send them back to these leftist schools? Let's just shut it all down now. Hey, keep your eye on the prize. Okay, the schools have to reopen. The altruistic reason so that education continues, okay? I get this stuff, though. People bother me about this kind of stuff. Well, what do you mean? Why are you guys, why Trump pushing back to school? The parents have to go back to work. The economy has to open up. This chaos has to end. We can't say, well, let's have everybody homeschool. How are people going to do that when they need to be back at work? And in fact, Hilton last night on Fox News Channel, the Hilton guy, this will be cut 11, Bill, he made this point of what we ought to be saying to schools, and DeVos somewhat made that. She's making the point and it's debatable whether she can do it or not. If they won't reopen, each kid that wants to go to a charter school or a school where vouchers are involved, like a Catholic school, which are going to be open, they're to be able to take that money that we're paying for them to go to the Philadelphia public schools or out there in the suburbs and take that money and go to a private school, a religious school, whatever you want to call it. No, we're not going to have the whole country homeschooling, though, because that defeats the purpose, which is parents have to get back to work. Not everybody can homeschool. So here's Steve Hilton.
Here in America, summer camps are closed and school plans are in doubt. This is not safe. It's harming our children. Almost a third of parents say their children's emotional or mental health is suffering. Another third worry that it'll start hurting their children soon. It's hurting their education and their future prospects, too. The evidence is piling up that remote learning doesn't work, especially for the poorest families and those in rural areas with unreliable internet. And perhaps worst of all, we're seeing reports of a rise in child abuse. Beyond the impact on children, there's the impact on our economy. If kids can't go to school, parents can't go to work. We believe in decentralization on this show, and we believe, above all, in people power. It's time to use it over this school's fiasco. If your child's school won't open this fall, demand your money back so you can find an alternative. It's your child, it's your tax dollars. Why should you pay for a service you're not getting? That's our new campaign. Reopen schools or give me my school money back. Take it to the courts.
All right. That's a long-term project, too. But the short-term version of that, the reason I played it in answer to Sal, is what DeVos was saying yesterday, that we are going to push, we're going to try to move heaven and earth. You won't reopen because this is a matter of judgment. You have a higher priority there. And I believe a political agenda. I believe a lot of this foot dragging is this will hurt Trump. You know it and I know it. I'm not going to pull any punches. He had to say the children and all this stuff. A lot of that is true. But the bottom line is this is about stopping Trump, keeping chaos going magically. If Biden's in there, the schools will reopen. You'll see all kinds of things. It's a lie to say a lot of funding wasn't set aside for this. I told you $3 billion in block grants here in Pennsylvania, already $523.8 million. But here's an example. Here's just an example the media doesn't tell you. That set aside for the Catholic schools and private schools was about $67 million. Wolf is only deigning to let him get $19 million and is fighting it. Were you aware of that? We've talked about that. And they're the ones that actually can operate effectively. So no, we're not going to say, well, homeschool your kids. This will be a revolution against indoctrination. That's the very point. If you're a parent, having someone on the home front given everything, particularly with more than one child, it's the job of the schools to educate. You are the best teacher to monitor this, to be involved in it. But a lot of this, by law, goes through the schools. So no, we're not going to have a revolution of homeschooling, which I support homeschoolers tremendously. The time is too short. This is about pushing back on this and letting America see once again what this is about.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.